Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. We were going to have Scott Hammond, state senator, on. He is under the weather today. In fact, he was over at Urgent Care Center, but hopefully he'll be feeling better. We'll get him on in a couple of days. One of the major issues that's out there right now, especially in Washington, D.C., is what the American response will be to the Syrian attack. Excuse me. Nikki Haley went before the UN Security Council yesterday, and she responded in very graphic detail about this alleged Syrian gas attack. This is cut 8. Nikki Haley, UN American ambassador.
The day we prayed would never come has come again. Chemical weapons have once again been used on Syrian men, women, and children. And once again, the Security Council is meeting in response. This time, I'm not going to hold up pictures of victims. I could. There are many, and they are gruesome. Worse are the videos imprinted in our minds that no one should ever have to see. I could hold up pictures of babies lying dead next to their mothers. Brothers and sisters, toddlers and infants still in diapers, all lying together, dead. Their skin is the ashen blue that is now tragically familiar from chemical weapon scenes. Their eyes are open and lifeless. White foam bubbles from their mouths and noses. Pictures of dead Syrians who are not soldiers, people who are not armed. People who are the very definition of innocent and non-threatening. Women and children hiding in basements from a renewed assault by Bashar al-Assad. Families that were hiding underground to escape Assad's conventional bombs and artillery. But the basements that Syrian families thought would shelter them from conventional bombs were the worst place to be when chemical weapons fell from the sky. And Saturday evening, the basements of Douma became their tombs.
I will simply tell you that's incredibly graphic, but it's exactly what the deal is. The president was supposed to go to South America. He's staying home. He says he wants to be here this weekend for any possible American response. It might be military. I got to tell you, I don't know. We've got all of this military might that we pay for every day. And again, I don't pretend to be a pundit. I don't pretend to be any smarter than you. But my intuition tells me we're going to do something, and we're going to do something on a rather major basis. And it's probably going to be military might that's in play here. I will also tell you that I think we need to be careful. Russia is saber-rattling and saying that if we attack Syria, that they're going to be hell to pay. And that's from Putin. But I don't know. I honestly do not know. But what I will say is this whole thing stinks to high heaven. By the way, you know, we were talking earlier about Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer. His offices and home were raided yesterday. Michael Avenatti is the attorney of record for Stormy Daniels. Now, this whole Michael Cohen thing goes back to the Stormy Daniels thing. But Michael Avenatti was on, who did he call into? He called into MSNBC. And one would expect for him to be excited, jubilant. But he is taking kind of a wait-and-see attitude. We're going to go to cut six. This is Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels on MSNBC.
This guy, I think, has been put in a position where he's going to be expected to be the fall guy, the scapegoat. I don't think he's going to hold up. In my experience, any guy that has to constantly tell you how tough he is really isn't that tough. And this is a guy that has consistently made it a point to refer to himself as Ray Donovan and the ultimate fixer and the tough guy. And I think when push comes to shove, he's going to fold like a cheap deck of cards already. I really do. But, you know, with that said, I'm not applauding or high-fiving anybody's offices being raided by the FBI. It's a very, very serious matter. And I think that this is the first significant domino to fall. And I think that history is going to look back upon this day, and this is going to be a monumental day when the president on a Thursday refers everyone to his personal attorney, and on Monday that attorney's offices are raided by the FBI. That's pretty remarkable. The next big moment will probably be when he takes the Fifth Amendment.
Don't know. And there's been no evidence that Michael Cohen is going to plead the Fifth. Just don't know. We're going to take a quick break. Then hopefully we're going to take you to our nation's capital where Mark Zuckerberg's getting ready to testify in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll take you to Washington. That's all next. Live and local now.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Roberto's Taco Shop. real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowwana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. The president reacted not very positively yesterday to the makeup of Mueller's investigation and the raid on Michael Cohen's office. Why don't you listen to the president? It was kind of no holds barred yesterday at the White House.
Either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama. They're not looking at the other side. They're not looking at the Hillary Clinton horrible things that she did and all of the crimes that were committed. They're not looking at all of the things that happened that everybody is very angry about, I can tell you, from the Republican side, and I think even the independent side. They only keep looking at us. So they find no collusion, and then they go from there and they say, well, let's keep going. And they raid an office of a personal attorney early in the morning. And I think it's a disgrace. So we'll be talking about it more. But this is the most conflicted group of people I've ever seen. The attorney general made a terrible mistake when he did this and when he recused himself, or he should have certainly let us know if he was going to recuse himself. And we would have put a different attorney general in. So he made what I consider to be a very terrible mistake for the country. But you'll figure that out. All I can say is after looking for a long period of time, and even before the special counsel, because it really started just about from the time I won the nomination. And you look at what took place and what happened, and it's a disgrace.
I was listening to the president, and he was talking about the makeup of the Mueller investigation, and that there's a lot of disgruntled ex Obama people in there and people that were never Trumpers. And that's what's so incredibly sad. And all I could think about was the author of the book that we talked about yesterday, Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Obama. And this is exactly what he talked about in the book. There is a deep state that is out there. And they are Democrats. They are liberals. They are Republicans. They're moderates. Or even some so-called Republican conservatives, like Bill Kristol, for instance. And if you're wondering what Bill Kristol, the guy that's been with the Daily Standard for like 1,000 years, he was on, where was he? He was on CNN and talked about the raiding of Michael Cohen's office. Listen to this.
If Robert Mueller had asked the Southern District of New York not to do this now, they would have held off. I mean, he has sort of precedence here. So I'm a little doubtful that this is not either part of his investigation or in accord with his wishes. I mean, this is a huge escalation. They obviously can't use privileged documents. They'll have to set those aside. They'll be reviewed by, as I understand, a third party reviews them, and they set aside what's privileged and not. But this is war. I mean, I believe this shows that we are very close now to the end game. You do not go bust in with get a judge to give you a warrant to search the president's personal lawyer's office unless you think you are close to the end of this. You are getting important investment information. The president is now going to go to war against him. If the president has ever thought about trying to fire Mueller or pardon people, this is the moment where it goes to the very front of his mind.
This is getting a little more interesting now. You got people, and by the way, Bill Kristol is considered a conservative, yet he's not a Trump guy. And in fact, he's been, I think I'm right on this. Correct me if I'm wrong out there, but he's been a never Trumper for a while. And that's what's so incredibly sad about all of this, that we got Republicans, we got Democrats, we have all kinds of folks all talking about this this raid. And is it going to be a game changer in this whole investigation? And again, remember why we're investigating Russian collusion. It doesn't sound like Michael Cohen knows anything about Russian collusion. It just doesn't sound that way. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, you being the outstanding host you are, first of all, you landed another stellar, brilliant caller before the 10 o'clock hour. He was spot on. You being the outstanding host and having your itinerary of questions for your guests, I'm going to forgive you for letting Aaron Brilbray off the host on the first question about what's going on with this special prosecution. And she brought up, well, there are crimes for voting improprieties. You remember Beretta, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. I don't remember Hildebeest coming out even for a fee, a fine, or a penalty, let alone lock her up. Comparatively speaking, what he did with Stormy, the American people have spoken. We don't care. And where is the comparative fairness? Bubba settled in 1990 what? And what is the value of that almost $1 million now, what he spent, as opposed to $130,000? And I'm not putting this on the so-called staunch Republican special prosecutor Mueller. The fact that the Democrats never hold their own to accountability. It's gut-wrenching, let alone heartbreaking. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. There is another issue. Remember during the Clinton investigation, and I'm talking about the Bill Clinton, semen-stained blue dress, etc.? Do you remember that? One of the things that I found interesting there is that people always said, well, it's just about sex. And the president would go out and talk to reporters and say, you know, I'm here to do the work of the American people. I don't have time for this other stuff. And, of course, the surrogates would all go out and say, well, it's all about, it's all about sex. And the fact is, that's not what it was about. It was about lying to a grand jury. And here's the amazing thing, the thing that I'm awed at, that if it weren't for that semen-stained blue dress, Bill Clinton would have gone down in history as a guy that didn't lie to a grand jury and who was probably the greatest president of our time, maybe of any time. His mug would have been up on Mount Rushmore. He would have beat back the lie. And that's what's so sad about this. And why, but I think it underscores what killing the deep state. And I'm not trying to sell the book. I don't make any money off this thing. I've read it, and I'm going to tell you, you need to read it. It's called Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. It's Jerome Corsi. Make sure you find a copy of this book. It is that good. But going back to Bill Clinton and the fervor that supporters of the president kept talking about was, well, it's only about sex. So what is this about? $130,000. It's only about sex. And we don't even know if the president actually did it. We don't know. That's what's so sad about this. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. You know what's coming up next? I get so excited when we get to this part of the show, because this is where you get to call in and you get to talk about anything that's on your mind. Doesn't matter. If it's something we talked about earlier in the show or earlier in the week, doesn't matter. We'll talk about it. Normally, we try and keep you on topic. We like to make sure that I call it the three-legged stool. You know, it's got to be compelling. Something that people would actually care about. Topical. And yes, entertaining. Those are the three things we normally, you know, set out. Now, we don't always achieve that, but we try as often as possible to achieve it. But in this final half hour, we give you the latitude to take us any direction you want. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. As soon as they start with Mark Zuckerberg, we'll switch you live to our nation's capital. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Tell you what, let's do is take you to our nation's capital. John Thune is chairman of the Science and Energy Committee in the United States Senate. He and Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the House or the Senate Judiciary Committee, they are all making opening statements. We're going to go to some of the opening statements, and in particular that of Mark Zuckerberg, who is getting ready to take to the microphone himself. But let's take you to our nation's capital and this hearing in Washington.
And similar firms. But as you've said, this is not likely to be an isolated incident, a fact demonstrated by Facebook's suspension of another firm just this past weekend. You've promised that when Facebook discovers other apps that had access to large amounts of user data, you will ban them and tell those affected. And that's appropriate. But it's unlikely to be enough for the 2 billion Facebook users. One reason that so many people are worried about this incident is what it says about how Facebook works. The idea that for every person who decided to try an app, information about nearly 300 other people was scraped from your services, to put it mildly, disturbing. And the fact that those 87 million people may have technically consented to making their data available doesn't make most people feel any better. The recent revelation that malicious actors were able to utilize Facebook's default privacy settings to match email addresses and phone numbers found on the so-called dark web to public Facebook profiles, potentially affecting all Facebook users, only adds fuel to the fire. What binds these two incidents is that they don't appear to be caused by the kind of negligence that allows typical data breaches to happen. Instead, they both appear to be the result of people exploiting the very tools that you've created to manipulate users' information. I know Facebook has taken several steps and intends to take more to address these issues. Nevertheless, some have warned that the actions Facebook is taking to ensure that third parties don't obtain data from unsuspecting users, while necessary, will actually serve to enhance Facebook's own ability to market such data exclusively. Most of us understand that whether you're using Facebook or Google or some other online services, we are trading certain information about ourselves for free or low-cost services. But for this model to persist, both sides of the bargain need to know the stakes that are involved. Right now, I'm not convinced that Facebook's users have the information that they need to make meaningful choices. In the past, many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle have been willing to defer to tech companies' efforts to regulate themselves. But this may be changing.
That's John Thune, the chairman of the Senate Health, Science, and Energy Committee. He will be followed by Chuck Grassley, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then Mark Zuckerberg will get a chance to speak, hopefully before the end of the hour, and hopefully before we leave you on this program. We'd love to bring you a good portion of his five-minute statement prior to that. In the meantime, let's go to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Barbara. Barbara, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, what I'm saying is Obama still controlling the FBI? It seems as though it's happening that way.
Well, if that were the case, the FBI and Robert Mueller wouldn't have been able to convince a judge to get a warrant. I mean, this was a referral from Robert Mueller. This was not Robert Mueller going out and getting and serving a warrant to look through Michael Cohen's home and business. Wouldn't have happened that way. Bob in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. There's not enough time to go over everything, but I'll just put it this way to you. I applaud the FBI for finally getting out and taking their suit jackets off and finally getting out and do some work. I don't agree what they did. It's too bad they didn't do that down in Florida. You know, get out behind the desk, pretty boys, and do their work, the investigative work, and it comes from management at the top. We need a cleansing house of the FBI, first point.
Wow.
Second point, 12 years ago, I don't blame, I've seen pictures of her. I don't blame President Donald Trump. He was single at the time or engaged. And I you know, tell you the truth, I don't blame him. But you want to talk about criminality, let's divert back to Bill Clinton, lying, cheating, and being a former federal agent. I will tell you this, that was criminal what happened in the cover-up. And it's not the crime, as they say, it's the cover-up. And Kevin, we need to pursue this further and not let the left prevail.
Bob, I can promise you, we're not going to let go of this. What Bill Clinton did on the tarmac in Phoenix, you know, with the head of the FBI or the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. I mean, that's that cannot go unpunished. We're going to take a break early so we can bring you more of this testimony, and in particular, Mark Zuckerberg's statement. We'll do that. So to those down the line, we are going to go to a break early. Stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. We heard from Dianne Feinstein just a couple minutes ago. Now let's take you back to the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, his opening statement. And then we are expecting Mark Zuckerberg to make his opening statement. Let's take you back live to our nation's capital.
There was clearly a breach of consumer trust and a likely improper transfer of data. The Judiciary Committee will hold a separate hearing exploring Cambridge and other data privacy issues. More importantly, though, these events have ignited a larger discussion on consumers' expectations and the future of data privacy in our society. It is exposed that consumers may not fully understand or appreciate the extent to which their data is collected, protected, transferred, used, and misused. Data has been used in advertising and political campaigns for decades. The amount and type of data obtained, however, has seen a very dramatic change. Campaigns including Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump all use these increasing amounts of data to focus on micro-targeting and personalization over numerous social media platforms, and especially Facebook. In fact, President Obama's campaign developed an app utilizing the same Facebook feature as Cambridge Analytica to capture the information of not just the app's users, but millions of their friends. The digital director for that campaign for 2012 described the data scraping app as something that would, quote, wind up being the most groundbreaking piece of technology developed for this campaign, end of quote. So the effectiveness of these social media tactics can be debated, but their use over the past years across the political spectrum and their increased significance cannot be ignored. Our policy towards data privacy and security must keep pace with these changes. Data privacy should be tethered to consumer needs and expectations. Now, at a minimum, consumers must have the transparency necessary to make an informed decision about whether to share their data and how it can be used. Consumers ought to have clearer information, not opaque policies and complex click-through consent pages. The tech industry has an obligation to respond to widespread and growing concerns over data privacy and security and to restore the public's trust. The status quo no longer works. Moreover, Congress must determine if and how we need to strengthen privacy standards to ensure transparency and understanding for the billions of consumers who utilize these products. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zuckerberg, good afternoon. Let me just cut to the chase.
Once again, this is Bill Nelson of Florida, the ranking member, the Democrat on the Senate, and this is the Science, Health, and Energy Committee. Let's take you back now on Live and Local to Washington.
Information that, if not kept by the social media companies from theft, a value that we have in America being our personal privacy, we won't have it anymore. It's the advent of technology, and of course, all of us are part of it. From the moment that we wake up in the morning until we go to bed, we're on those handheld tablets. And online companies like Facebook are tracking our activities and collecting information. Facebook has a responsibility to protect this personal information. We had a good discussion yesterday. We went over all of this. You told me that the company had failed to do so. It's not the first time that Facebook has mishandled its users' information. The FTC found that Facebook's privacy policies had deceived users in the past. And in the present case, we recognize that Cambridge Analytica and an app developer lied to consumers and lied to you, lied to Facebook. But did Facebook watch over the operations? We want to know that. And why didn't Facebook notify 87 million users that their personally identifiable information had been taken? And it was being also used, why were they not informed, for unauthorized political purposes? So only now, and I appreciate our conversation, only now Facebook has pledged to inform those consumers whose accounts were compromised. I think you're genuine. I got that sense in conversing with you. You want to do the right thing. You want to enact reforms. We want to know if it's going to be enough. And I hope that will be in the answers today. Now, since we still don't know what Cambridge Analytica has done with this data, you heard Chairman Thune say, as we have discussed, we want to haul Cambridge Analytica in to answer these questions at a separate hearing. I want to thank Chairman Thune for working with all of us on scheduling a hearing. There's obviously a great deal of interest in this subject. I hope we can get to the bottom of this. And if Facebook and other online companies will not or cannot fix the privacy invasions, then we are going to have to. We, the Congress. How can American consumers trust folks like your company to be caretakers of their most personal and identifiable information? And that's the question. Thank you.
Thank you, my colleagues, and Senator Nelson. Our witness today is Mark Zuckerberg, founder, chairman, chief executive officer of Facebook. Mr. Zuckerberg's launched Facebook February 4th, 2004, at the age of 19. And at that time, he was a student at Harvard University. As I mentioned previously, his company now has over $40 billion of annual revenue and over 2 billion monthly active users. Mr. Zuckerberg, along with his wife, also established the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative to further philanthropic causes. I now turn to you. Welcome to the committee. Whatever your statement is orally, if you have a longer one, it'll be included in the record. So proceed, sir.
Chairman Grassley, Chairman Thune, Ranking Member Feinstein, and Ranking Member Nelson, and members of the committee, we face a number of important issues around privacy, safety, and democracy. And you will rightfully have some hard questions for me to answer. Before I talk about the steps we're taking to address them, I want to talk about how we got here. Facebook is an idealistic and optimistic company. For most of our existence, we focused on all of the good that connecting people can do. And as Facebook has grown, people everywhere have gotten a powerful new tool for staying connected to the people they love, for making their voices heard, and for building communities and businesses. Just recently, we've seen the Me Too movement and the March for Our Lives organized, at least in part, on Facebook. After Hurricane Harvey, people came together to raise more than $20 million for relief. And more than 70 million small businesses use Facebook to create jobs and grow. But it's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here. So now we have to go through all of our relationship with people and make sure that we're taking a broad enough view of our responsibility. It's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive. It's not enough to just give people a voice. We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation. And it's not enough to just give people control over their information. We need to make sure that the developers they share it with protect their information too. Across the board, we have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure that they're used for good. It will take some time to work through all the changes we need to make across the company, but I'm committed to getting this right.
That's Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO and founder of Facebook, live on Capitol Hill. We'll have highlights of his testimony and maybe some of the give and take coming up tomorrow on the program. It's called Live and Local Now.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it is Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I'll find out what he thinks about this whole Mark Zuckerberg thing. I think a lot of Americans, they care about it only because they don't want the government screwing around in their Facebook and their Instagram and their tweets. They just don't want that. But yet, it looks like what we may get out of this is Facebook actually becoming the censor. Not the government, but Facebook. Do you really want that? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. If you're in for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, welcome to Sin City. Please, if you would, leave a donation at your casino so that I don't have to pay taxes, okay? That's what we want. That's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Well, we've moved. The Veterans Transition Resource Center is now located at 2690 East Sunset Road at the corner of McLeod across from Sunset Park. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturdays by appointment. If you need to file a disability claim, need help with benefits, or appeal a ratings decision, stop by or give us a call at 702-954-6300. That address once again, 2690 East Sunset Road in Las Vegas. The zip is 89120.